The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA, is meeting in Kotzebue today with a game management group to discuss a proposed 220-mile road to a potentially valuable copper deposit near Ambler. If built, the Ambler Mining District Industrial Access Road would head west off the Dalton Highway near Evansville, pass through the gates of the Arctic National Preserve, and end in a remote area near three Kobuk Valley communities near what proponents say is a lucrative copper mine.
But we're already approaching 10 billion pounds of copper. That's a major mine. So we don't have a mine yet, but we're certainly getting something that has the size and the potential to be a major mine.
Rick Van Nieuwenhuys is the head of Nova Copper. In April, he spoke to the Resource Development Council in Anchorage about the mining district as well as the economic viability of a large-scale open-pit copper mine in the area.
But you won't have a mining district unless you have a road to it. So that's where ADA steps in.
ADA is spearheading the state's push for the project. The road would be unprecedented in many ways, requiring 15 bridges over waterways. Though the project could take years, ADA is moving swiftly, a timetable that one official said was daunting. In April, the agency began the long process of determining what the environmental impact of the road would be. More than $8 million for that study was set aside by lawmakers last month and will be part of what ADA sends to the feds if they apply for permits to begin work. Karsten Rodvik is ADA's director of external affairs. He says construction is still years away, and the process relies on input from those living where the road would pass through.
We continue to work on the permit application process and are, continually focused on a very active community involvement program. We are getting dates set for meetings in June for the Upper Kobuk communities, and then throughout the summer we are looking at establishing meeting dates for communities on the Koyukuk River.
Feedback is important for ADA because under state law they're required to have community support ahead of developing projects, but what exactly constitutes community support isn't so clear.
The state does not have a good way to receive public comment.
John Gadecki owns a wilderness lodge close to the proposed road and started a petition opposing the road that's gathered over 1,600 signatures online. He's also the head of the Brooks Range Council, a group of business owners who charge that ADA and the state haven't been open with the people who stand to be most affected by any project.
The agencies have not connected me at all, even though the road would pass within about 8 miles of my family's business. So huge impact to the area that the lodge is in. And the state has made no attempt to contact businesses affected in the area that I've seen.
But both ADA and Nova Copper say they do have local support for the road, citing backing from NANA, the borough's regional corporation. NANA owns part of the Red Dog Zinc Mine, 90 miles north of Kotzebue. It's often mentioned as a template for profitable mining projects in the state. But Gadecki and others opposed to the road say NANA doesn't speak for them and that their voices aren't being heard. It's a sentiment echoed by John Horner and the Kobuk Traditional Council back in March.
We thought that they weren't giving us much information to begin with, but as far as I'm concerned, the native village of Kobuk is opposing the road.
In Kobuk, opposition is tied to subsistence, with concerns the road would disrupt the western Arctic caribou herd's migration. After years of decline, the worry is more activity in the area would further diminish the herd. Representing 42 interior communities, the Tanana Chiefs Conference in March also formally opposed the project, but coming from an unorganized borough, it's unclear how ADA will weigh that opposition. Today's Unit 23 working group meeting in Kotzebue will have state and federal as well as regional and local representatives to hear how ADA plans for the road ahead.